morning, everyone. Welcome back to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. I'm your host, Pam Price. Welcome. I'm so excited about this time. I cannot believe that we are still waiting to find out who will be the president of the United States. But what I found so exciting is that how many people have turned out to let their voices be heard. So kudos to everyone who was able to get out, who was able to cast their vote, who was able to let their voices be heard. So family, if you want to join the conversation, please dial in 914-219-0892. Again, 914-219-0892. Family, this is just so exciting time. I know, you know, as we all wait to see what happens out in the South and in the West, I want to encourage you to be very, very patient and wait, wait to see what will happen. Wait to see everything that's going to come from you going out, standing hours in line, or just making sure your vote got in the mail in time. But I know that there's so many fears and so many concerns that are going on right now. A lot of people are feeling fear and anxiety, worry and anger, and some are feeling you know, joy and happiness and satisfaction, or some are at peace to know that there may be changes coming. But regardless of where you stand on the spectrum, one thing I want to encourage you all to do is, you know, be respectful of everyone, as everyone has a voice and everyone needs to continue to be heard, and every vote will count. And trust in the process. I know, you know, a lot of us have had problems with trusting in the process, but I want to encourage you to wait through everything, allow the counts to be done, allow the courts and the legal systems and the governments through all of what they're doing. And those who, you know, I strongly suggest, please, as we are waited with bated breath to find out that who's going to be the next president of the United States, I want to please ask that that everyone just stay calm and just stay hopeful through it all, regardless of where you stand and your choices. Just please be respectful. Please do not be angry. Please do not feel that you have to intimidate people because they don't believe in what you believe in. You know, we are part of the United States of America, and we all have a voice, and we all are able to speak our thoughts and let people know that this is how we're feeling. So as we begin this day, some who are international who are following this, just stay encouraged. I just want to really, really press, stay encouraged, stay hopeful, to know that the process will work. Wherever you stand, the process will work. And even if the person that you voted for loses, always a purpose behind it. God has a plan for everything that happens. So please be mindful. Please be respectful. Please allow the process to take its course. And I know right now there's so many people who are struggling to take care of their family, those who are in need of food, those who are worried about losing their homes and those things. But as you are aware, Ellen Foundation is about supporting the community. So please, if you have need of food or clothing, or you don't know where to turn to for resources to help, help your family get through these challenging times, please send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. Again, the email is info@thelmfoundation.org. If you are outside of the Washington, D.C., Maryland area and you are in need of help, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. We will reach out to local organizations in your area to provide, who will be able to provide help for you. So no worries there. If you or your family members are in need of prayer or in need of counseling, email us. This is what we do. We believe that in order for the community to strive, that we all have to help one another. So definitely reach out to us. Follow us on social media. Twitter and Instagram is Ellen Foundation 1, and Facebook is Life Ministry Foundation. So family, thank you so much. As always, in the morning, it's just a quick tag up, as corporate America will say, or just I want to encourage you quickly as we begin our day to say, please do not worry about the things that are going on around you. Stay focused, stay the course, and know that God is in control of everything. Trust in Him and believe everything that you are going through has not fallen on deaf ears. Continue to seek His face, continue to hold on. The word says that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, so please, 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 if you have any size of faith, please just believe and hold on to that, that God will meet your needs and meet you where you are. And if you don't know where to start in this process, please feel free to reach out to Ellen Foundation, and we are more than happy to help you on your journey to begin to understand the love and the joy and the peace that our Heavenly Father has given us from above. So quickly, I'm just going to pray for you to encourage you through this day. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We are so thankful that you've given us another day. We are so thankful that you've kept us through the night. Lord, we know that there's so many concerns right now as people wait for the announcement of who is going to be the next president of the United States. But we know that you are in control of all things. All things you are in control of. So regardless of the decision, Lord, we wait on you. We know and trust that all the things that you have called to be are for our good. We may not be able to see it right now, but we know that your word says that all things work together for the good. So Heavenly Father, we just continue to ask that you touch us and encourage us and open our eyes to see what you need for us to see, and open our ears to allow us to hear what needs to be heard. Lord, there are so many families who are struggling right now, who have lost loved ones to COVID, who have lost, who have loved ones who are right now struggling with this illness. Lord, but we ask that you continue to hold on to them and keep them and encourage them through this time. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. Family, I ask you to hold tight. I ask that you continue to just trust the process and trust in the Lord. Have a phenomenal day, and we'll tag up soon. We'll talk soon. God bless you. Bye now.